This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I miss Ryan Sense. I hope he's listening. And I'll know in like 2 minutes if I get a text from him. I haven't sent him my Wordle score in a couple days. So I wonder if that's at play here. In fact, let me go do that now. Yesterday was a terrible Wordle day. Today, honestly, was not great either. I got 3 of the letters on my first guess, and I got it in 4. I was pretty upset about it.
I can't get into a habit to play that every day.
What do you mean?
I could do like the Immaculate Grid. You done that?
I was an Immaculate Gridder.
Yeah?
Like, every single day when it first came out, and I haven't played it in like a year and a half.
I just feel like it gets so repetitive. Like, it's the same guys. You start like thinking of guys that just played for a whole bunch of different teams. I like doing the baseball one.
The reason why I loved the baseball one is because I'm a sucker for, remember that guy?
Remember that reliever that would come out in the seventh inning?
Right. Immaculate Grid was fantastic for that. And there's so many Marlins relievers that I would love to go back. And, Brian Sanchez, Dan Meyer, like all these guys. And, you know, now they got another generation of second-generation player with the Marlins. Kyle and I talked about Cal Quantrill. Paul Quantrill pitched like 3 games with the Marlins, but that counts. Yeah, Griffin Conine, you got Ryan Weathers. There's some lineage here with the Marlins and some good throwback names from those teams. Josh Appel in for Hawk and Crowder today. Final hour here on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Chris Whittingham will join us later this hour. Thanks to Antoine Staley and Kyle Seeloff. Both guests were fantastic today, and I'm sure Whitty will bring it as well. I do want to talk some Dolphins here because, you know, we're into the offseason offenses or offseason storylines come into play. Now the Super Bowl is over. So there were 2 articles that I found in prepping for the show today. One is in The Athletic. The other is on ESPN.com. It's basically one move for every team. It's one of those type deals. And we'll start with the one from ESPN, and I feel like this might be an obvious thing to point out. Let me start with The Athletic. This might be an obvious thing to point out, but the biggest offensive need or off-season need. Can I speak English? Is that possible, you think? The biggest off-season need for the Dolphins, according to The Athletic, interior offensive line. That's something that we've talked about on this show essentially every day during the football season. And you look at what the Eagles just did and the season that Saquon Barkley had, as amazing as he is, it doesn't happen without how great their offensive line is, particularly on the inside. And this is what they say in The Athletic. It's from Jim Aiello, who covers the NFL for The Athletic. Identifying the problem is easy. Fixing it won't be. The up-against-the-cap Dolphins' biggest priority this offseason has to be fixing the interior offensive line. More specifically, they need two new guards to line up next to solid center Aaron Brewer. What was once one of the league's most efficient rushing attacks nosedived this past season, largely due to substandard guard play. The Dolphins ranked fourth in the NFL in rushing success rate in 2023, then watched Robert Hunt sign a big contract and depart in free agency, and they plummeted to 27th this past season. Unfortunately for Miami, many other teams' top priority will be upgrading the offensive line, and without a lot of cap space, the Dolphins could struggle to make meaningful additions. So, given the cap situation, the Dolphins have already made some moves to address that. Fuller, Mostert, and I'm missing one off the top of my head that I can't think of the cut last week. Help me out here, Steven. Who was the third player?
It's not coming to mind right now.
Oh, it was Fuller. Did I say Fuller already?
Yeah, you said Fuller. That was one of the two that, right. that you mentioned.
Great. Yeah, whatever. They made three moves to address their cap situation, but it's going to be hard to address those specific issues given what their cap situation is, which means the Dolphins will likely try and address that through the draft or some type of bargain hunting in free agency.
Well, doesn't it feel like this is what we go into every year thinking?
Every year.
I'm so tired of hearing that, we need to address the offensive line. Like, Greer, for the first time in his tenure with the Dolphins, realized that the offensive line is an issue. Last year, he's telling the fans, like, oh, I think you guys are more concerned than we are about the offensive line. Like, well, we were concerned for a reason.
Right. And I think I'm going to get yelled at about this. My goodness. Whoa, it's the 5 o'clock hour. It's the fourth hour of the show. I mean, it's a lot of talk.
Got a little funky Buddha?
Maybe. Possible. They did address both tackle spots. The issue is they're always hurt. So Armstead's a high-level player. Austin Jackson turned into an above-average right tackle, and Aaron Brewer was very good at center this year. But you can't run between the tackles, and especially in these cold-weather games that they struggled against, these teams that are, quote-unquote, tougher than you are, Green Bay, Buffalo, all those types of teams that they lost to this year, that those playoff-caliber teams that they can't seem to beat, you get beat in the trenches, and that wrecks everything. And Chris Greer is going to have to be very creative, and maybe this is a move that they look at. Jim Aiello also says one cut for each team that could help address some cap concerns. And the candidate that he brings up for this is Jason Sanders. The Dolphins' salary cap is in rough shape, and unfortunately for them, they don't have many easy outs to free up space. For the biggest impact, they may wind up restructuring or extending contracts for big money players, such as Teron Armstead and Bradley Chubb. Cutting them would incur a huge dead cap hit, $32.7 million for Armstead, $27.3 million for Chubb, and push more of their money into the future. Durham Smythe was the third player. Miami found some relief by cutting a few low-cost veterans, Mostert, Fuller, and Smythe last week. That, however, doesn't leave many palatable options left. Sanders is a good kicker and fairly compensated with a cap hit of just under $5 million in 2025, but the Dolphins need the cap space, and cutting him would save $3.3 million. So this also ties into the conversation that we have quite a bit about the backup quarterback situation. They don't have the money to pay one of these top-tier backup quarterbacks to come in here, unless they're going to sacrifice money they could be spending elsewhere to pay somebody that they hope never gets onto the field. So that's the conundrum they find themselves in there. And now we move to this aspect of the cap. And this is Marcel-Louis Jacques today on ESPN.com. This is one player from each team that could be a candidate for the franchise tag. And Marcel writes, the only player who would even remotely be considered is safety Javon Holland. But paying nearly $20 million after Holland failed to record an interception in 2024 seems unreasonable. This is not to say Holland isn't a good player. The Dolphins should either figure out a long-term agreement or allow him to test free agency. The Dolphins did not use the tag on any of its premier free agents last offseason, and it's unlikely they will break that pattern this offseason. A lot of cap issues to figure out for Chris Greer and for the Dolphins going into next year. A lot of needs, and I just think that we're going to be seeing a lot of bargain hunting again and trying to address some of these needs through the draft, and we'll see whether or not they're successful because, look, Chris Greer's job, Mike McDaniel's job, it all depends on it. Let's get our headlines here in the 5 o'clock hour.
Your headlines brought to you by The Ralkia. At the Ralkia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at the Ralkia. Shaq and his OGs came out on top in the newest tournament format of the NBA All-Star Game, which is likely to change next year, as always. Steph, he took home the All-Star Game MVP award, second time in his career that he does so. Magic two-way guard, Mac McClung, comes the first ever to win three consecutive slam dunk contests. Scored a perfect score of 50 in all four of his dunks, including one where he jumped over the top of a Kia, not just the hood. Cleared the roof.
Blake Griffin.
Yeah, he cleared the roof. Tyler Hero, Miami's own, he won the three-point contest, becoming the fifth Miami Heat player to win the contest. Last Heat player to do so was James Jones in 2011. The Heat, they get back on the hardwood after the All-Star break this Friday in Toronto against the Raptors, 7:30 p.m. You can catch the action here on 560 WQAM. The NHL Four Nations face-off. We have a championship slated for Thursday between Team Canada and Team USA. That would be a rematch from Saturday's game where USA was victorious by a score of 3-1. That game will take place at TD Garden in Boston. The Cats are off till Saturday, where they will host the Seattle Kraken at 6 p.m. on home ice. Cats are currently sitting in first place in the Atlantic Division at the break. Canes Hoops, they take on the Florida State Seminoles on Wednesday night, 9 p.m. You can catch the action here, 560 WQAM, 8:30 p.m. from the Tucker Center in Tallahassee. And William Byron comes out on top at the Daytona 500 back-to-back for the 24 car.
I was going to ask Kyle Seeloff, because Kyle Seeloff loves himself some left turns also. I love a left turn. Steven loves a left turn. Kyle does as well. We ran out of time to ask him his thoughts on the Daytona 500 yesterday. I don't know if anybody listening saw this, but Ryan Preece, for the second time in his career, his car flipped at Daytona, and he went upside down, hit the wall in the corner. It was a nasty-looking wreck. Yeah. And thankfully, he was able to get up and get out of the car, because that was gnarly.
I was at the race, actually, where he like flipped 11 times. That was one of the craziest. Yeah,
if you have a chance to look up his two wrecks from this past weekend and from 2023, please do. It is some of the most horrific-looking wrecks you'll ever see. And he gets out both times.
Yeah, I saw something where it's like, I saw something on X scrolling this morning where it's everybody just wants to die peacefully in their sleep. And then there's Ryan Preece trying to die at Daytona going 200 miles an hour. Like, there's definitely levels to this. William Byron, he becomes the fifth driver in NASCAR history to find victory lane in consecutive Daytona 500s. Now time for your weather, sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Weather 75 degrees outside, 72% humidity, 0% chance of rain, 11 mile an hour winds.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, hit him with a yeah, boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to Chris Whittingham for joining us there. Thanks to Antoine Staley as well from the New York Daily News for joining us earlier. Thanks to Kyle Seeloff, Marlins television play-by-play voice as well. Three phenomenal guests today. We'll do it all again tomorrow as well. I'll be in for Hawk and Crowder tomorrow. Not sure if Steven will be back. Jimmy, I hope you're here too. But thanks to Steven. Thanks to Jimmy. Have a great rest of your Monday night, and we'll talk to you mañana.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need
Paff paff pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.